This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com.
On June 29th, Antipope Francis received Nancy Pelosi in a special audience and allowed her to receive, quote, Holy Communion during a so-called papal mass.
U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi met with Pope Francis in a private audience at the Vatican. As a gift, she gave Pope Francis a decorative ceramic bowl with a personal inscription. In return, the Pope gave her a wooden mosaic of farmers tending to the earth.
I displayed this with great pride in the Speaker's office in the Capitol.
The Pope also gave them his message of peace and was quick to follow up with a laugh.
Che ho firmato oggi per lei.
That he signed personally for you.
Wow.
This is Pelosi today, before witnesses say she received the Eucharist at the Vatican.
This is another clear proof that the Vatican II sect lacks the Catholic Church's mark of unity or oneness. With regard to the unity of the Catholic Church, Pope Leo XIII taught, quote, "The Church, in respect of its unity, belongs to the category of things indivisible by nature, though heretics try to divide it into many parts. Furthermore, the eminence of the Church arises from its unity, as the principle of its constitution, a unity surpassing all else and having nothing like unto it or equal to it," end quote. You can't make that statement about the Vatican II sect of Antipope Francis precisely because it's not the Catholic Church. It's the prophesied end times counter-church, the Whore of Babylon. However, you can make that statement about the remnant of the true Catholic Church in our day. This incident also demonstrates that Antipope Francis endorses abortion. Heresy can be manifested by deed and omission, as well as by word. Antipope Francis and the people at the Vatican know very well that Nancy Pelosi notoriously supports and works for abortion and gay, quote, marriage, among other things. Yet they give her a special audience, they allow her to receive, quote, communion, and they allow her to pretend to be Catholic in front of the cameras with the Antipope. It's a sect, and Francis is a notorious heretic.
We had the pleasure of attending Mass this morning with His Holiness and many, many, many leaders of the Church. And St. Francis' name always reminds me of St. Francis saying, "You preach the gospel, sometimes use words."
Here's a relevant quote from a true Catholic Pope, Pope St. Gregory VII, by way of contrast to the wickedness and apostasy of Antipope Francis. Pope St. Gregory VII, who died in 1085, excommunicated and barred many people from Holy Communion. For example, he deposed from office Bishop Roger III for sins and disobedience which, although serious, were not nearly as bad as Pelosi's sins and heresies.
Today, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court has achieved their dark, extreme goal of ripping away a woman's right to make their own reproductive health decisions.
Concerning this bishop, Pope St. Gregory VII said, quote, "If he shall be unwilling to comply with this order of ours, he should be in every way debarred from the body and blood of the Lord, until he learns through obedience to bend the neck to the Roman Church, against which he has not blushed to rebel through disobedience," end quote. Antipope Francis's latest scandal, which is tantamount to a symbolic endorsement of abortion shortly after Roe v. Wade was overturned in the United States, is causing the typical shock, wonder, and confusion among followers of the Vatican II sect, the End Times Counterchurch. As we've mentioned, this shock and confusion at the actions of the Vatican II sect and its heretical antipopes is the prophesied wonder at the beast. That is, it's the astonishment people experience upon seeing the return of pagan Rome, which is mentioned in Apocalypse 17. See our video, Apocalypse Now in the Vatican.